Into the autumn carnivals, Sydney and Melbourne, always plenty of news around. Jason Coyle, very pleased with the way Var Pinceiro has come through that latest trial earlier this week. At this stage, we'll certainly be nominating for the Group 1 Lightning on Saturday week. That's also the case with Vezelay for Troy and Leon Corstens down in Melbourne. They've chatted in the last couple of days, and the mare is going to be running first up in the Lightning. Mark Zara is going to take the ride in the big Group 1. Well, a new CEO at Newcastle has been announced, Matt Benson. He's been very prominent in South Australian racing. He's in recent times worked with the Tony McAvoy team, and he's now CEO at Newcastle. Congratulations to you, Matt.
Many thanks, Andrew.
A big step, obviously. You've been, well, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your history in racing.
Oh, look, I can go back 45 years if you want me to bore them to tears, but my father raced horses with Colin Hayes in the early 60s, and I caught the bug as a very small lad. Probably Oakbank was the race meeting that really caught my imagination. From a very young age, I've loved the racing and breeding game, and have been privileged to have worked in the industry in both an administration and business development capacity. And as you mentioned, the last couple of years with Tony were fantastic. Learnt how a stable works and the machinations of getting horses prepared and to the races. So that was invaluable experience in the overall picture, mate, and very excited to be up here in Newcastle.
Well, you've jumped into it. They tell me you're at the races on Saturday.
Well, I came up last week. This all sort of came together, I won't say unexpectedly. I first started speaking to Jeff, who's the chairman up here, before Christmas, about the time I was leaving Tony's. And we caught up in mid-January, and then I came up again last week, and obviously planning to be up here in Newcastle, I just said to Jeff, I'd like to come to the races on Saturday. At that stage, having not made any commitment, and they hadn't made any commitment to me, but thankfully we sorted all of the details out on Thursday and Friday last week, and I enjoyed a great day at the races here on Saturday, Andrew. It's a fantastic facility, and as you know, with the $11 million track going in, could well be the best racing facility in Australia by the end of the year.
A lot of patience is paying off with, obviously, the new Beaumont track that's now in use. Bring us up to date, Matt, on where it is, the course proper, because we see it when we watch the races from the Beaumont. You see a little bit of what's going on.
It's extraordinary. I've not been to Newcastle before. Blown away by the location. I mean, just an incredible city and wonderful part of the world. But, look, what they've undertaken here is very impressive, and that's an understatement. I mean, it's going to be a vast facility as far as the width of the track, and a wonderful straight, and, it's the best of the best technology-wise. So, look, they've had some hiccups the last month or two, with almost biblical rain here sort of a month or six weeks ago. So, those things are sent to test you, and obviously it puts pressure on the installation. But, look, they're doing their darndest to have it ready as close to the time that they committed to. Whether that blows out, I'm probably not qualified to say just yet on my second morning, Andrew. But it's an incredible undertaking and very impressive. And everybody's here is just itching to get stuck into to racing on the new surface. But having said that, the Beaumont track's done a great job in being the backup for racing while the developments are going ahead.
Yeah, no, you've come at a great time, a very challenging time for staff and the people doing that course proper, but they'll hopefully we've seen the last of that heavy rain, that unbelievable rain that we had back in December, January. Good luck with it, Matt. We look forward to chatting regularly as we approach carnival times and things like that. Provincial championships are approaching. It's a busy time coming up, but a good one for you to step into the shoes.
Thanks for your best wishes, mate, and look forward for working with you.
Good on you, Matt. Matt Benson there, the new CEO at the Newcastle Jockey Club. Noel Leckie's joining us, the chairman at the Scone Club out there. They're looking forward to their country championship qualifier on Sunday week, February 21. Morning to you, Noel.
Morning, Ben. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. The countdown's well and truly underway to this year's championships. And I reckon, you know, being the second one, the trainers have learned how to bring their horses to these qualifiers.
Oh, no doubt about it. The awareness factor this year has been much greater than last year. I think a lot of people last year sort of worked their way through it. Mm. Some of the smarter people planned their attack a little bit better than some of the others, but I think we all knew that there'd be a catch-up factor this year, and there certainly has been.
Well documented with Greg Bennett. He's lining up maybe 2-3 in the qualifier, but many.
Well, he could have 4, I think.
4, could he?
Yeah. I think Indiana, which ran on Saturday, I think it just picked up a virus, but he's treating it, and he's advised the stewards, I think, of what's going on. So if it recovers, I think he'll have 4 runners.
Yeah, clearly innocent, of course, won in good fashion there on Sunday. But your local trainers, is there a good feel about this meeting that we're going to see not only the qualifier, but a good crowd coming along to support it?
Yeah, well, we've put a lot into this meeting, actually. Obviously, there's a $100,000 heat, but then we've got 2 $30,000 races and 5 $20,000 races. So we're actually racing for $260,000 on the day. So, you know, if that doesn't get country and provincial trainers and perhaps some city trainers a bit excited, there's not much more we can do, I'm afraid.
No, exactly. When you look at it, the benchmark 60 over at 900 and then a benchmark 60 over the mile, you're giving the trainers a variation there, and those races, as you say, both worth $30,000.
Yeah. Well, we elected this year to put the Sky money into this meeting, and just because we obviously had the heat of the qualifying heat of the championships, we thought we'd build a decent meeting around it rather than just sort of tail off back to $15,000 races. So that was a decision that we consciously made, and I think it'll pay dividends.
We'll talk to Sarah Wills, your CEO, in the build-up to it on Sunday week, and we're already starting to map out our plans for May too.
We certainly are. we'll get this one out of the way, and we've got quite a few people coming up this meeting, and we've got the heroes of country racing at the moment, and it's not often that we can say that about country racing. I mean, we are always, I suppose, seen to be complaining a bit because we're always looking for more prize money and things. But really, when you look at what's happened this year, I think you have to give credit where credit is due. And I refer here, of course, to Peter Landis and John Massara. For there's really 4 major initiatives that have come into country racing in the last 12 months. Obviously, the championships is the biggest number, and that's excited a lot of people, and it just gives such a wonderful light at the end of a tunnel, I guess, and it gives something for everyone to aspire to during the year. But you combine that with a 33% increase in prize money, which we're going to get from the 1st of July. That's exciting. I mean, we need to keep building that prize money because there's still a bit of a gap, but, you know, you can't ask for more than that. Yeah. Then we've got the country showcase race meetings, which are going to come in during the next 12 months as well, where there'll be probably around 40 meetings a year with premium prize money of $30,000 per race. So, you know, that's another initiative which is going to help country participants and return more to the owners, which of course is what it's all about.
Yep.
And then we have the highway race, so on every Saturday, which is basically like having one of those. I mean, it's pretty, obviously it's not divisional in terms of various districts, but the whole of country racing, and it's fascinating, that race every week, I think, because you get runners from.
Yeah, no, I think it's certainly added something. There's a different tale every week with the TAB Highway. Noel, thanks for your time. As I say, we'll talk to Sarah and the team during the build-up to your qualifier on Sunday week here on the show next week, but good luck with it, mate.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Good on you, Noel. Noel Necky joining us there, the Scone Race Club chairman.